You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Well, hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another show. I hope you've got lots of paper and pen handy because my guest today is going to share some amazing tips and strategies for you. Now, according to Guardian's research, it shows that by 2018, women entrepreneurs will be responsible for creating between 5 million and 5.5 million new jobs nationwide. And of course, that's in the US. And my guest today is going to share some key tips and strategies that you need to have in place to ensure that your business succeeds. Now, Michelle Brown Dawson is the president of Catalyst Enterprises International. And as an organizational consultant, Michelle facilitates business growth strategies for organizations in the US, in Europe, and in Africa. And Catalyst Success Institute is the entrepreneurial development division of Catalyst Enterprises and helps women entrepreneurs break through and master the move from inspiration to implementation, resulting in increased income while staying true to their vision and values. And today, Michelle is going to share three things that sabotage your ability to get focused and achieve the phenomenal results that you should be experiencing in your life and in your business, mastery strategies that will immediately put you on the path to exponential growth in your business within the next 30 days, and how to leverage your time and boost profitability, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on this call with you and your listeners.
Fantastic. Now, we have lots of ambitious entrepreneurs listening to the show, and I know that in your experience, whilst we have the brilliance, our talents, and all of those things to share with our clients, there are a number of challenges that we need to overcome to ensure that we get our message out there and we continue to build a sustainable business. So, in your experience, what are you see as the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs experience in staying focused so that they can build the business of their dreams?
I think the biggest challenge that I've seen and experienced myself is just not having a clear plan. And this becomes evident and manifest in several ways. They don't value, you know, your productivity is not valued. You're being reactive in things happening to you rather than being proactive. You don't have a structured day. Distractions are allowed to come in because you don't see the ultimate goal as a priority. And the ultimate goal is why you started the business and why you do what you do. So not having a plan manifests in so many ways, but the underlying challenge is not having that clear plan to get what you want, to serve those you desire, feel called to serve.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that that's so important. And I know for some of the ambitious entrepreneurs listening today, it might think, well, you know, I've got a general idea and maybe not as clear on the things that they should be. So let's just paint a picture for them that when we're looking at the impact that this challenge and not having a clear line, what impact can it have on an ambitious entrepreneur's bottom line if that's not corrected?
I think, Anne-Marie, the most evident bottom line or impact that it has is financial. Mm-hmm. You're not making the money that you desire to make. And when you are not able to make the money that you desire, and you know you can make, you know you're gifted, you know you're talented, you know there's a need for what you do and what you provide, it impacts your self-esteem. It impacts your self-confidence, which in turn can impact your family and your health because, you know, in your mind, you know this is something that people need, but yet the numbers aren't showing that as far as the financial numbers. So it definitely impacts your financial status and not being focus on what it is that you want to accomplish in your business and seeing the results, a positive result for that.
Mm. So the costs that you've just mentioned, I mean, financial, but then also energetically and who we are, I mean, self-esteem,
yes.
I mean, the cost really is, it's expansive across all levels. So I'm wondering then, with the costs so great, why is it that there are many ambitious entrepreneurs out there today that are still not taking an action to changes? Because I know, and I'm sure you've met, you know, clients yourself and spoken to other ambitious entrepreneurs that have just not taken the steps to get this plan in place. Why do you think that is?
You know, Anne-Marie, I don't think it's that people don't want to take the steps. It's they don't know what steps to take, or you can get so overwhelmed when things aren't working well within your business and you're trying different things. You can get so overwhelmed because this person's telling you you need to do this first, and then somebody else is telling you this is the first step. And so it feels like you're trying to change a tire on a moving car. If you could even imagine that image, you know, a car going down the road or highway and the tire's going flat, and rather than stopping, you're trying to change the tire. And that's how a lot of entrepreneurs feel, that, you know, what do I do first? I have so many things that appear to be going wrong in my business. What do I stop and pay attention to first?
Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense. So what is the first step? Can you share?
I absolutely can. I'm excited to do so. Well, this, you know, Get Focused is a signature system that I've developed, and it's based on the acronym, the letters of the word focus. And so through this process, the first step is looking at the letter F, is find your niche and find your uniqueness. And so in doing that, you want to look at, who do you serve that needs what you have to offer, that values the solution that you bring and is willing to pay for it? And one thing I've found in over the years as an entrepreneur, that people are moved by inspiration or desperation to get a solution to their challenge or problem. And so I've had clients that have come to me that were desperate because things were just falling apart and they knew they had to do something. And then I had clients who were just inspired. They loved the momentum they had in their business. They wanted to keep things moving. So they wanted to put things in place to keep them moving forward that will pull them forward. And so it's important to really find who you want to serve and what makes you unique in serving that group.
And so do you want to just, since you've got these clear steps just on focus, and the first is finding your uniqueness, do you want to just share briefly what the other letters stand for, and then we can certainly start to really delve into some of those a little bit more deeply, I'm sure?
Absolutely. Well, the first one, just as I spoke on, is finding your niche. The O represents getting organized in your environment, your priorities, the people, and the time in order to increase your productivity. The C stands for create bold stretch goals to maintain your momentum and grow your income exponentially. The U stands for understanding the needs of your ideal client to attract more clients consistently. And the S stands for solidify your marketing systems to continually stay in contact with your ideal client.
I love those steps. I love those steps. And as you said earlier, that people want to have an idea of a clear plan. It's just that they don't know where to start and what to do. And
so
this system that you have just identified, find your uniqueness. I mean, who is your ideal client and what do you bring to the world? Organized priorities, so very important. Bold goals, create those bold goals. So very important. In fact, I often liken it to, if you were to go on holiday, would you just hop in your car or book a plane flight, just hop on there and go, you know what, wherever it takes me, that's fine. It's almost like trying to run your business without having those bold goals, I think.
That's right.
You just can't get there. Understanding the needs of your client and solidifying your marketing, so very, very important. One of the things that often I find too with clients, and I'm sure you can share some more expertise on this, is that how do they make themselves stand out? Because there's so many other things that, or similar things that other entrepreneurs are offering that might be the same as they are. What are some strategies that you can share around that?
Absolutely. You know, in working with specifically women entrepreneurs, you know, people will come to me and they say, well, there's so many people, especially in the coaching industry, so many people that are doing what I'm doing. How do I, you know, stand out to those that I want to serve? And the thing I tell them is you have to understand there may be many people who do what you do, but none of them can be you doing it. It's your uniqueness, your personality, your character, your passion that comes across in what you do. And so the thing is, the first step is to get beyond just what you do and not focus on what you do, even though that's important, but focus on why you do what you do. And why you do what you do brings about the uniqueness in itself. And I found that people want to do business with people not because of they have what they're able to offer them, but because they believe in what you believe. And there may be people that I coach and other people, you know, that are coached by other coaches, and they could choose any coach. They could choose any consultant, but because of that relationship that they have with me, they have that connection. They say, this is a person I can identify with, and I can identify with why they're doing what they're doing. And so you go from starting the inside out, why you do what you do, then it goes to how you do what you do, and then it manifests in what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what really makes you unique.
And I love the way that you said that, because I think that that allows every single one of us to really hone in on our on our why and to make a difference. Because, you know, often what I hear, and you may hear this as well, is that when someone is starting out, they look at what other people are doing and they try and copy that. And it feels awful. It feels fake, and it comes across as being fake. But what you're saying is, you know what, you really need to look internally. What is your why? Why are you so passionate about that? And when we tap into our passion, we bring our own unique essence, our characteristics, and that's what makes us so special. And no one can copy that, can they?
We sure do.
Yeah, love that. So, okay. So
not at all.
Yeah. So, okay, so we've got find out your uniqueness, and when we really understand that, that's the why that really makes us different. It steps us apart from everybody else, and people who are our ideal clients can connect with us because they want to work with us and want our support. So knowing that first step, then, does that guarantee that our business is going to continue to grow and be, you know, that we'll be more focused?
It would be wonderful if you could do one step and you'd be done, but no, it doesn't. That begins the journey, but the second step goes to the letter O in the word focus, and that's organize.
Yeah.
And these key areas that you have to organize in your environment, your priorities, the people, and your time in order to increase your productivity. And I spent some time, I actually have a book that's coming out next month, and I spent some time really focusing on this area. And it's important to know that your income, what you make and able to make in your business, is a byproduct of your environment, your priorities, your time, and people. And so in order to really increase your income and move your business to the next level, you have to make a shift in these four areas.
Yeah.
And I'll just give a clear, just make clear what I mean when I say those four areas. When you think of your environment, where you work, and so it's important to keep your area clear from clutter. And you may figure, well, what does clutter have to do with it? You know, if I'm talented, I'm gifted. When your space is clear physically, it helps clear your mind. And so you're able to be more creative. You're able to be more innovative. And your brilliance is able to shine through much better. And I find this to be true. Whenever my desk is cluttered, I have to stop and just clear it off. As far as priorities, and, you know, a lot of times we have these to-do lists, you know, and we, you know, write our to-do list, what we want to get done during the day. And I had, you know, changed that with my to-do list and asked myself, rather than how much can I get done today, I have to ask what needs to happen today to move my business forward and set the order of the things that I do based on what needs to happen to move my business forward. And it's a shift in the mind. It may seem like it's small, but that will change the order of what you may have on that list, or some things may come off of that list. Mm. And then also when you think of the people, collaboration creates expansion. You know, when you're able to find the right people to collaborate and bring a team together, it helps your business to move forward because you're not a one-man show or one-woman show. You're able to focus on your brilliance, your skills, your gifts and talents, which is why people are coming to you in the first place, and then bring other people around that you need to support you in that. And then the last one out of these four, as far as areas to organize, is time. Understanding understanding how structures and systems give you freedom. They don't put you in bondage. Some people say, I'm a free spirit, you know, I'm a creative type. Structures and systems give you freedom. And actually, when you don't have structures and systems in place, you really don't have anything to show for your time. And I don't know if you've ever experienced, I have, where I've gone through the day and I know I've done a lot of things, but at the end of the day, I look back and say, well, what did I really get accomplished today?
You've been and so reactive, that's so important. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but proactive, exactly. Putting out fires
so,
and
yes, all day long. And I find that I'm not as productive as I could have been. So organizing in your, you know, making sure you're organizing your environment, your priorities, people, and time is also key to accelerating your business success.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking about your environment and the clutter and so forth, I have to share that I find that is so true, that if my desk is clean, if it's organized, if the things are put away nicely, the space just feels open, I'm more creative. And if not, the opposite happens. And you do tend to feel that you're struggling from one thing to another, rushing from one to another. And I would much rather go through my day feeling that I'm in control of my timetable, of the tasks that I'm doing, rather than rushing from one to the other and not being in control, because it's exhausting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is. Yeah. It really is. And that's energy that you can use in creating, you know, fabulous programs and products to help your client in a much bigger way.
Yeah. Look, these things that Michelle has just mentioned to you are absolute gold. So hopefully you've taken the time to write those down and start to implement them in your business to help you move forward. So Michelle, okay, so we've got those systems in place. And as you said, structures and systems are liberating, they're freeing and so forth, so that we're continuing along. So how do we as entrepreneurs then keep our businesses growing, you know, year to year in the services and revenue when we're looking at those key areas?
And that takes us to the C in the word focus, and that's creating bold stretch goals to maintain that momentum and grow your income exponentially. Goals, when you put goals in place, it moves you forward. It keeps you going forward, especially if they're stretch goals, you know, and I always say to myself, if a goal doesn't scare me, then it's not big enough. If a goal doesn't make me nervous, it's not big enough. And so I always, you know, when I'm setting goals for my business, whether I'm doing that my weekly goals, monthly, quarterly, or my yearly goals, I want to make sure that it stretches, not just to generate fear, because we don't want to operate our business off of fear, but we want to pull ourselves forward and really tap into those gifts and talents that are inside of us and move them to a place that we may not even known that was inside of us to be able to grow to that level. So that's so key in doing that.
I love that. And as I mentioned before about, you know, we wouldn't go on holiday without an idea of our destination.
That's right.
You know, would you want to create a successful business without having an idea on where you're heading, what your bold goals are? So I think that that's really important. You know, one thing that I found too, and I'm sure that, you know, with your clients as well, that they've experienced this, that you really start to build momentum, but then all of a sudden you can reach a plateau in your business. And no matter what you do, you just cannot go, you know, forward from that plateau. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
You know, that can be so frustrating, Anne-Marie, because you're, you know, you're doing all that you know to do and you're meeting these, your clients, but it seems like, you know, things have just reached a standstill, whether it's, you know, the number of clients that you have coming into your business or the amount of revenue that you come into your business. And that's why it's so important, like we said before, with the C, creating bold goals in order to stretch. But then sometimes it's not necessarily an issue of not having a bold goal or a stretch goal, but applying the right resources to meet that goal. And sometimes you have to realize you only have a certain number of hours in your day. We all have 24 hours in our day and we can't work around the clock. And so that's why even in creating our bold goals, we need to look at what does it take to accomplish that goal? How do you leverage your time so that with the same hour that you're working toward that goal, you can make even more revenue with that same hour by leveraging your time and creating a great team of people around you in order to meet that goal?
Yeah. Trying to do everything on your own without getting the team in place is really not going to help you take your business to the next level and take that leap into the next income range. So that's really important. What about for those of us who have great products and services in place, great programs, but we're struggling to get an influx of clients? What sort of things do we need to do differently?
Oh, that takes us to our you. And so the you is understanding the needs of your ideal client to attract more clients immediately. And so I found this and by trial and error where, you know, I knew it was a great product. I knew it was a great service. And I said to myself, clients will need this. And so what I try to do is read the minds of my client and create something that I believe that they needed rather than listen to them to find out what their needs really were. And so when you understand the needs of your ideal client, that's what drives, you know, the products that you offer and the services that you offer. And so, you know, there was a movie that came out here in the States years ago called Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. And the famous line was, if you build it, they will come. Well, that doesn't happen.
It's a great concept, isn't it?
Right. I've built many things, you know, created products and offered services, and they did not come.
Yes.
Because
we're still waiting.
I built it with an internal focus on what I believe they wanted rather than an external focus, listening to the voice of my client and my customer to find out what they need. And so when you listen to them and really get clear and understand what their needs are, that's when the flow of clients begins, because you've listened to their needs and you begin to, you know, share with them what the solution you have for that need that you heard them speak about, and they can identify themselves in that which you're sharing with them as their problem solver and want to buy that solution that you have to offer. And you have to remember, they're not buying your product, they're not buying your service, they're buying the solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so very important, because, and it really is heartbreaking when you hear of ambitious entrepreneurs putting their heart and soul into a product or a program and then launching it and, you know, really excited to see a flood of orders come in and then nothing comes in. And it's so heartbreaking to hear those stories. But what you've just said is really priceless, is to listen and understand the needs of your ideal client and to create the solution and package that, put that in a program, put that in a product, because that is going to really connect with them and have them step into those programs and packages and offerings, because it's exactly what they need. And you've taken the time to really understand that. So that is a priceless tip. And hopefully you've written that down and really move forward with that in mind. That is just so important. Okay, so we understand our ideal client then, and we know what their needs are, and we know what they're struggling with, and so on. But what if they're still, you know, we're still getting inconsistent responses, inconsistent sign-ups to our programs and offerings? Is there any other things that you can recommend we should be doing?
That takes us to the final letter in the word focus, and that's solidify your marketing systems to continually stay in contact with your ideal client. And, you know, it takes time to build momentum. And, you know, we live in this kind of quick fix, instant gratification world today, and it doesn't work that way in business. It takes time to build those relationships, and you build those relationships by staying connected to your ideal client and to your prospects, staying in front of them so that when they do make a decision that they're ready to work with you. And oftentimes it's not if they want to work with you, if you've correctly identified your ideal client, it's a matter of when they will work with you. And so when you solidify your marketing system and you're consistently in front of them, when they do make the decision that they're ready to move on developing that business, whether you're a business coach or whether they want to take their career to the next level, if you're a career coach, or whatever service that you offer to that client, when they're ready to work with you, or when they're ready to gain the solution to that challenge or that problem they have, you'll be top of mind for them. And so it's important to stay in front of them, stay in front of, and it's interesting because I just signed up a client in February, who had been on my list, you know, receiving my newsletter and, you know, following me for over a year.
Yeah.
And when she did sign up to be my client, she said it was never an issue of whether I wanted to work with Michelle. It's when would be the right time for me to work with Michelle. And so she, you know, it was the time she had to make a decision. I'm ready to move on this. You know, I'm no longer comfortable where I am, and I know I need someone to help me move to the next level where I want to go. Yeah. And so as long as you stay in front of them and solidify that system, how often you're going to be in front of them and what you want to provide, you know, to them on that regular basis, you'll start beginning to see, you know, a more consistent influx of customers and clients coming your way.
Yeah. Just hearing you share that success story, which is, you know, just incredible. And thank you for doing that. It's just such a great reminder that the consistency of the marketing message is just so very important. I mean, over 12 months, can you imagine what a lot of people do, but and is they give up after a while. Now, imagine if you had given up after a while and or hadn't sent out that consistent marketing messages, your newsletters, and I'm sure you're on social media and other, you know, different touch points as well. That client may have fallen away. She may not have heard from you anymore because you're not consistent. You'd give up, or you're changing your message all the time. You know, you're not aware of what your ideal client's needs are and then the solutions to provide. She would never have reached out to you because, you know, hadn't kept in touch. So that's such a great reminder to us all, is keep it consistent, keep it constant. And eventually when they're ready to move forward, they will think of you and want to work with you because you've taken the time to build that relationship.
That's right. It's about making an investment in your ideal client market and niche. You have to make that investment of time to be in front of them.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's a great reminder. I mean, everything that you've spoken about today really fits in as key pieces of the puzzle, that when you do that, I mean, your marketing plan, if you don't know who your ideal client is, if you're not listening to them, if you're not understanding, you know, what it is that they're looking for, they're searching for, they're struggling with, your marketing message is just going to fall on deaf ears, isn't it? So I can see
how
this all fits in so beautifully together.
It does. And, you know, it's a matter, and we all are challenged at, regardless of where, what level we are in our business, we have challenges of staying focused. So whether you're just starting out as an entrepreneur or, you know, you've been in business for yourself for a while, we always have to go back to, okay, what do I need to do to refocus, or what do I need to do to focus in order to take my business to the next level? So regardless of where you are in your business, this system works for you.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It sounds as if all of the steps that you have just shared with us today can continue to support our business, whether we're just starting out, whether we've been in business for a number of years, or whether we want to take our business to the huge next leap. These are all key steps that we need to keep implementing in our business. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, so look, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know people want to find out more about you and get in contact with you. So what's the best way that they can reach out to you, Michelle?
And the best way to reach out to me is they can go to my website, which is www.catalystsuccess.com. You can go there and sign up to be on my mailing list and receive more of these tips, actually. And then the other thing is I have a book coming out, as I mentioned before, called View from the Top, Exceptional Leadership Strategies for Women. And I spend quite a bit of time going even in more detail in some of these steps, and I think would be really beneficial for those who want to take their business to the next level and not sure what to do.
Yeah, wonderful. So again, the website to get in contact with Michelle is catalystsuccess.com. We will put all of those details on the show blurb. So if you are listening to us from iTunes, really encourage you to go back to the website here and click through, because what we'll do too, Michelle, is down the track when the book is published, we can put a link on the show blurb as well for people who listen to the show many, many months later, because of course this is has an everlasting lifespan. Of course, we're always connecting with ambitious entrepreneurs that need to find out what each of these steps are and to spend time working on those. So once again, thank you for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear you share your expertise. And for all of our listeners, you need to really spend time and working on this. What's your biggest aha? I'm sure Michelle and I would love to hear that. Tweet it out.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, put a comment down on the show blurb or reach out to us and let us know what you're going to be implementing in your business today. So thanks again for coming on the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, Money, Marketing and Mindset Business Coach for ambitious women entrepreneurs with today's inspirational tip. And it follows on beautifully from what Michelle was talking about. And it goes like this. Feel like you're fighting an uphill battle? Remember, big things began from small beginnings. Stay strong. And I think a lot of the things that Michelle was talking about today were just so incredibly important if you want to secure business success and business growth for your business. And you know, sometimes you can have your down days. You can launch something and not get the number of people you'd hoped for in your program. You could have a new product that you've launched and not many people are taking notice and certainly not purchasing your product. And yes, that can be so disappointing. And that disappointment can often cause us to give up. But my message to you today is don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing, all of the things that Michelle has mentioned today on today's show, continue doing that as well, because the successful people that you see out there in the marketplace, and some of those may be your competitors, the other gurus that you look up to, they all started from small beginnings. And you know what separated them from everyone else? They didn't give up. They continued taking the action steps. They continued to remain focused. They knew where they wanted to go. And no matter whether little challenges and problems they were faced with along the way, they continued to do what they needed to do. And eventually they got there, and so will you. Hope that was helpful for you. If this is the very first time that you've listened to our show, welcome. It's great that you could spend some time here today. Can I encourage you to go and subscribe to our iTunes channel? Because that means that you'll get every single tip and strategy that my guests share on a weekly basis. We don't want you to miss out. Lots and lots of great content, tips and strategies to help you build a successful business are shared every week. If you want to go across to iTunes while you're subscribing there, why not leave us a comment and rate the show? It's a great way for us to make sure that we're giving you the kind of content that you're looking for and just allow us to know how you find our show. And it also helps with our iTunes rating as well. Until we meet again, have an incredibly inspired week. And as always, to your success and brilliance, this is Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.